Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I won't repeat the title of the action, and it will save some time in the presentation. It's a great honor for the Council of Europe to coordinate this action, and I will summarize what we have done and where we are so far. The principle is to set up simple guidelines that would bring added value for every country around the world on developing integrity policy in sport, to prepare it in an inclusive setting, and we have the privilege to have over 60 countries, organizations, sports organizations, NGOs, international organizations participating in the work, which is co-chaired by Italy, Japan, and Cameroon. And the intention is not to replace already existing standards and policy, but to bring them under an overarching current approach. And the vision is to have this overarching strategy for authorities in charge of sport. Our target group is the ministers, are the ministries in charge of sports in UNESCO member states, to provide a methodology that is based on risk assessment, to propose a strategy to possibly mutualizing measures. That's why I will come further on presenting the cross-cutting features that can be useful to different policy areas. And we want to refer to existing standards, monitoring mechanism, good practices, and tool, and not to substitute them. The definition of sports integrity is holistic, and it is covering integrity of sport in the, on the pitch and off the pitch. It's based on ethics and internationally recognized human rights. I won't read it because it's a bit lengthy, but I would like to comment with the next slide that, yes, that it's covering integrity of the persons involved in sports, safeguard athletes, spectators, workers, and other groups involved, as well as safeguarding children, youth, and other group against violence and abuse. It's about integrity of the competition with the policy area of anti-doping policies and fight against manipulation of sports competition. And it's about the integrity of decision and processes with fostering good governance of sports organizations. Next. Thank you. And here you have of the approach that we are following in this. We started with a definition of sports integrity I just presented. We will develop some methodological tips. Then we develop policy areas, and I would like to mention them. It's a safeguard athletes, spectators, workers, and other group involved. It's a preventing and address harassment and abuse in sport, foster good governance of sports organizations, strengthen measure against manipulation of sports competition, and ensure an adequate anti-doping policy framework. And we have also identified six cross-cutting aspects that may be useful and relevant for all these policy areas. And these cross-cutting aspects are developing multi-stakeholders platforms and cooperation to protect human rights in implementing these integrity policies, to implement gender and youth mainstreaming, to monitor and evaluate the policies, to have education and awareness raising programs, and to protect whistleblowers and the media. So far, where are we? We have developed the fact sheets on all the policy areas, and they are in quite advanced stage in written consultation by the members of the group. We have the definition on sports integrity, and we have also a final declaration that will link, that will be the bridge between the different parts. And at present, we are working on elaborating the cross-cutting aspect on the basis of a presentation that were made at our latest meeting at the end of January. What are the steps? Where are we in the process? We had foreseen three meetings of the working group to complete this action three. We have already completed two of these meetings. The third meeting will be in October, presumably on 28th of October, the day before the opening of the Conference of Parties of the Anti-Doping Convention of UNESCO. And it should be the last meeting of the working group. Then we will edit, work on the graphic design, the production, and it should be ready to be delivered to UNESCO, CIGEPS, at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020. I thank all of you who are involved in the working group, and we look forward to receiving your feedback on the currently circulated document and your active participation in the last meeting of the working group. Thank you.